Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. As we meet this evening in this vast crucible of light that we have all co-created in these times of change of Earth, we meet with a specific purpose. And that is to expand the spirit consciousness in regards to the Merkaba field and the light body, and the importance of both of these for our human crucible participants to begin to grow and manifest an active light body. So I would like to discuss with you this evening, first of all, some of the foundational concepts of the Merkaba field or the Merkaba vehicle of light. As you all remember, that vehicle is a wonderful, expansive vehicle of light that has unlimited potential for you as individual divine expressions who occupy human form or a human body, as well as for light body. It is a perfect vehicle to feed that light body consciousness and fully align it with the divine source of your being. So I'd like to refresh your memory a little bit about taking you through the steps of that activation of the Merkaba light vehicle. Just to refresh the memory codes and begin to activate it step by step with precision, so it is vibrating at 100% light and that you are firmly seated in that Merkaba vehicle in your light body. As you will remember, the first star tetrahedron is composed of a masculine tetrahedron geometry as well as a feminine tetrahedron geometry. And in the spinning of those fields of light, of both tetrahedrons in counter-rotating fields, you create a spin mechanism that is very unifying and creates one stable, unified presence of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And as those two fields merge, it creates one magnificent androgyne field of light, regardless of the body gender that you occupy. You are in possession of a balanced masculine and feminine divine energy, spinning at 100% light. The next star tetrahedron that we will activate has to do with the Sacred Heart Center. It is composed of a beautiful white star tetrahedron. This luminous white star tetrahedron expands a consciousness in your sacred heart. The love and the unity that is present within you. It's that sacred heart consciousness that you begin to build and expand your light vehicle. This luminous white star tetrahedron is radiant. See its radiance as it spins and it spins in pure, undifferentiated light. And so much more. View the white luminous star tetrahedron as being a little larger than the first star tetrahedron that we just created. So it can completely surround that star tetrahedron without touching it. Allow it to move in place in your personal field now. The white luminous star tetrahedron rotates as a complete unit, meaning that the top and the bottom fields rotate in the same direction. It will rotate in a clockwise direction, still not making contact with the first tetrahedron. Now give the command for it to begin to spin in a clockwise direction. Breathe in that energy in a circular breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And command the spin to begin to increase until it is at the same speed as the first star tetrahedron. At 100% the speed of light. That beautiful white star tetrahedron is spinning in a clockwise direction at 100% the speed of light. Spinning and spinning and spinning. Once this beautiful, luminous, white star tetrahedron has reached the velocity of 100% speed of light, allow the white star tetrahedron to merge totally and completely with the first star tetrahedron. As it merges, it will become the same size and it will spin on the same axis as the first star tetrahedron. Continue the spinning, allowing it to become stable. This white luminous star tetrahedron contains all colors, all sounds, and it brings unity consciousness to your personal field. It holds vaster levels of the sacred heart consciousness, of Christ consciousness. All is held in the unity of the element of love. Allow these two fields to continue to spin stably and coherently while the frequencies begin to integrate within you. Take a deep breath. You're still conscious of your sacred heart. Feel feel the expansion that's taking place in your Sacred Heart consciousness. Feel the unity that is there. Feel the love. Now another deep breath. Again, from the inside of your field, look to the outside. See another star tetrahedron, which is also made of pure, undifferentiated light. It is a very deep, deep purple. So radiant, unlike any color you have ever seen in the physical world. Allow it to surround the two-stage star tetrahedrons, being slightly larger so it doesn't touch the other spinning fields. This third star tetrahedron also spins as a complete unit, but in a counterclockwise direction. Begin to spin the third star tetrahedron in a counterclockwise direction, increasing that speed to 100% light. Once that speed has been reached, merge the third star tetrahedron totally and completely with the other two star tetrahedrons, becoming the same size and spinning on the same axis as the other two fields. Allow this complete unit to spin coherently and stably. Spinning, spinning, spinning in this beautiful field of light. This third star tetrahedron holds a state of vast consciousness. It is unlimited light. Unlimited in its energetic creative force of source. Take a couple of slow, deep breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Now that these star tetrahedrons have merged into one cohesive vehicle of light, you will no longer have to think about the direction that any of them spins. Each field has its own intelligence and will operate as it should from your Sacred Heart consciousness. All three star tetrahedrons operate on the same axis. They are the same size, and they spin coherently at 100% the speed of light. They appear to be one star tetrahedron, but in fact, They are three levels, three states of consciousness that are interwoven into this vehicle and support the activation of your light body. It is the environment from which your light body functions in the world. Now take a deep breath. Now let's bring a beautiful crystalline sphere of light and allow it to surround the entire field with all points of the three-level spinning star tetrahedrons, touching the inside of this sphere. The sphere does not spin. It remains stable, but it is very active, dynamic. It is a dynamic energetic field that has consciousness. The sphere does not spin, it remains stable. There is one more sphere of light. Now bring it around the first one. It too remains stable and does not spin. Create that sphere of light now. The two spheres do not merge, but they interface with each other. The consciousness of each operates in unity. The second sphere is very active. It holds the vast states of consciousness and relates to the vaster aspects of the third star tetrahedron, which relate to the source of all that is. Take a deep breath. Say hello to your expanded and upgraded fifth dimensional personal Merkaba light vehicle. This light vehicle not only assists all of the light body functions, but it provided the mobility that was needed to open the time locks each time you gathered at the Crystal Conference. It also provides the environment from which further explorations of the light body consciousness and all of its functions, all of its vast energetic components, and the capabilities that the light body provides for navigation in a world of form as soul, spirit, unified, completely, wholly, with the all that is. Another deep breath. it was important that we revisit the concepts and the building of your personal Merkaba light vehicle so that you could refresh your memory not only of its operation, not only of its perfected expression of 100% undifferentiated light, but so that you could begin to refresh your memory about the power and the love and the unity that it contains. Often, because of the chaotic nature of the physical life, you take for granted all of the unique aspects and energetics and lump them into a basic concept and tool to use to keep stably in play that fifth dimensional light template, which is wonderful in itself. But the power of that light vehicle is massive. And this will be explored this evening in the course of the teachings. So it was important that we set this field in an active, deliberate expression of 100% light. Now take a deep breath. And position yourself in your light body. In your light garment that is marked with the beautiful fire letters of the name of Source. Position yourself in that light body, in the light garment, in the Merkaba vehicle of light. Feel the shift in the energetics as you sit in your Merkaba vehicle, the changes in the physical body, the changes in the consciousness of your sacred heart, the changes in the soul-spirit consciousness. As each one of you sit within that vehicle of light in your light body, feel the magnificent energy that emanates as you gather in your crucible of light, in your crucible with all other beings of light that are part of that crucible energetics. What a beautiful field of light. We have all created at this very moment. Now take another deep breath. Be very present in the moment. Very conscious and aware.